back with Ali C.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, everybody in the U.S., happy Taxpayer Slavery Day. Yo, you got to be feeling real good about this, right? Paying the freight for the government to rob you blind and to rule the world. Isn't that a lovely thought as we kick in today's Robert Scott Bell Show? No, we got some happy stuff to do today, too. It is also the time to commemorate the passing over, 103 years ago of one of the most brilliant men on the planet that had ever been on the planet. His name, Antoine Bechon. And we shall have some Bechon discussion in the law of the terrain today here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with my dear friend, not a doc, Christopher Barr. But first up, we're going to have Michael Badnarik up, and we'll talk about the difference between rights and privileges momentarily. But I will say, have you seen this scandal? Have you seen this scandal? This is an amazing thing. The Secret Service and members of the military, oh my gosh, they're doing wonderful things for the U.S. taxpayer. Did you hear about this in Cartagena in Colombia? What are they doing to save you money? Well, it turns out in advance of Barack Obama, President Obama's trip to Cartagena, Colombia, the Secret Service is, let me say this delicately, stiffing the prostitutes. No, don't think dirty of me by saying this. I'm talking, they're basically saying, hey, we got your service, we're not paying you. They're saving the U.S. taxpayers bundles of Federal Reserve notes. I'm not kidding. You got to see this story. I have it linked up, by the way, at robertscottbell.com. Astounding. See, we knew that one day the Secret Service, which initially, and we'll get Michael Badnarik to talk about this as well. I think originally they said, well, we're going to protect the president, and then we're also going to prevent counterfeiting. Well, sometimes they protect the president, sometimes not, but they never protect against counterfeiting, certainly since the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. Which, by the way, was 3 years after the Flexner Report of 1910, which plays into the disaster that is Obamacare 100 plus years later. And boy, do we have news on Obamacare. Sebelius says, it's a civil right! Bring out all the civil right race warlords out here now to save Obamacare! Never mind that that kind of care is destroying the inner city, the poor, the socioeconomically challenged and even culturally challenged in so many ways, because they do not lack from pharmaceutical drugs. In fact, they have drug proficiency diseases. They have vaccine proficiency diseases. You want to protect the poor? You want to protect the minorities? You get modern medicine and government the hell out of their lives, as it should be out of all of our lives, with express limitations as written in that Constitution has been largely ignored almost since it's been passed in so many ways. Great examples of that. And, of course, one of the greatest books in my mind in a modern-day context is called Good to Be King by my dear friend Michael Badnarik. And we'll have him up, as I said, momentarily. But I just wanted to let you know, of course, it's tongue-in-cheek, lest you think dirty about what I'm saying here. No, there's a big scandal. Secret Service personnel on ahead of the trip of Barack Obama caught up in a scandal where they were basically engaging prostitutes for hire in Cartagena, and some of them did not pay, and that got back to the United States government here. And now they're having to scramble to say, what do we do? What do we do? Well, I'm just saying, look, man, thanks, guys, for saving us some money.
Now, what else do we have on tap? Loads of great stuff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, I'll give you the phone number to call in if you'd like to be part of the show today live on Taxpayer Slavery Day, 800-259-5791. So line up on the phones now if you want to comment or question, 800-259-5791. Also, Taxpayer Freedom and Ron Paul, In It to Win It Money Bomb today. I've got the links up at the blog as well at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. I will be donating as well for whatever we got to restore liberty on every and any level. We want to do it here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. So what else are we going to talk about? Well, the civil rights thing on U.S. health care law. Whitney Houston died of prescription drugs. That's right. They didn't want to admit it, but it's there. It's like we predicted right at the beginning. And lots more to go. Michael Bednarik, are you with me?
I am with you.
Oh, Michael, it's so good to have you back on board and on Taxpayer Slavery Day. What an auspicious day to join and talk about the difference between rights and privileges and a lot more.
And I have to confess, I didn't even know that today was April 15th. It completely took me by surprise.
Well, that's okay. I wish everybody would look at April 15th as just another day. That would mean freedom has been largely restored from where it is today and where it's descended since the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 passed in the dark of night.
It was like 11 o'clock at night on December 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
How many people in Congress were in session just before midnight, before Christmas? I recommend that all your listeners read Creature from Jekyll Island. That was the book that pushed me over the edge, so to speak. I had been studying the Constitution. I had come to the conclusion that most of what our government does is unconstitutional. But I didn't believe it. I refused to believe that my government was that corrupt until I read Creature from Jekyll Island. Then I realized that this is very serious. The problem was worse than I thought. And I have been on a personal crusade ever since to help restore our freedoms here in the United States.
Well, I think that is the what we call the delusionment or disillusionment, I should say. At first it starts with delusion, then disillusion, and then, of course, you can see these things. I mean, who wants to look at their government and say it's corrupt? But by and large throughout history, governments have been the definition of corruption. And our founding fathers, to the best of their ability, tried to constrain or limit the damage from corruption within government. Yet we've ignored the limitations, and therefore we find ourselves in a disastrous situation where taxpayer slavery is the normal thing. Health sovereignty and true sovereignty is the abnormality in a current day America.
And it's our fault, ultimately. You know, the Constitution contains a list of ideas. If we don't read the Constitution, understand the Constitution, and most importantly, stand up to defend those ideas, then, you know, George Bush was right. It's only a piece of paper. And perhaps we should bury it under a pyramid someplace, and maybe, you know, another generation, 2,000 years from now, we'll dig it up and get some use out of it.
Well, yeah, exactly. But first, we got to go back to basics. I mean, your chapter 2 of Good to Be King, which is still available for free download, I have it linked up today in the blog notes at robertscottbell.com. By the way, we're talking with Michael Bednarik. He ran for president in 2004 as a Libertarian nominee, and we've been dear friends ever since. And your rights versus privileges chapter, perhaps the most important reading anybody can do, at the very least today on Taxpayer Slavery Day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You need to know the proper flow of power. We the people ordain and establish the Constitution. We created Congress. Therefore, they work for us. We do not work for them. We do not need government permission to exist, but the government does need our permission to exist. And they exist in this corrupt state because of our just lack of understanding and our willingness to tolerate it. You know, it's the same thing. When I was growing up, I wondered how the German Third Reich could, you know, perpetrate the Holocaust. I mean, how could that possibly happen? And ultimately, it's because, you know, people were either ignorant that it was happening or in denial. No, my government would never do that. Our Führer is a good guy. He would never, oh, we've got all these things. He's trying to help us. And, you know, here we are in the United States, you know, 60, 70 years later, doing exactly the same thing, giving our government credit for taking care of us when, in all fact, it's the government that's causing our problems.
Well, and speaking of government taking care of us, there's a big article. Kathleen Sebelius is saying we've got to call on the civil rights community to defend Obamacare. And I'm just wondering, since when is drugging and vaccinating by force inner city minorities a civil right? And what is the difference between rights and civil rights?
Right. Well, in my chapter 2, I point out that a right is something that you can do without asking. You know, if I say, don't think of a black cat, there's no possible way I can stop anybody. You know, you can think whatever you want. So thinking is a right. The dreams that you have are a right. Your rights are inherent. Nobody can take them away from you. A privilege, on the other hand, is something that someone of a higher authority grants to you. And if they gave you the privilege, they can also take the privilege away. And so we, the people, have rights, you know, endowed by our Creator. We give the government privileges. And since we give government privileges, we can take all or some of those privileges away. Now, most people claim the Declaration is their favorite document. And the Declaration of Independence says, we, the people, have the power to alter or abolish the government. Well, that's a... To think about that. We can abolish the government? Well, if we take some of their privileges away, we alter it. If we take all of their privileges away, we abolish it. And then we can start over with a new form of government that will, you know, best meet our needs, whatever we the people think that is.
Sure, but then again, Michael, in terms of the Declaration of Independence, simply acknowledging it now could get you on a watch list. This is a bizarre world we live in, is it not? We're going to come right back with Michael Badnar at ConstitutionPreservation.org. Got all the links up at RobertScottBell.com. We'll continue our discussion on this Taxpayer Slavery Day. Is there any way to free them? Can you free yourself? We'll find out more after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What do you do if you love liberty and you abhor slavery? Do you worship at the feet of the federal government if they have feet? If they do, they're filled with nasty fungus. You don't want to get too close. And, of course, cancer as well, autoimmune diseases. We go on and on here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We recognize the most powerful way to defeat diseases that would overcome and destroy you is to starve them. Recognize what is their food supply and starve them of their food. And it's a nonviolent means by which you withdraw your consent. And then the cancer no longer can grow and eat you alive, so to speak. And tying that into the Constitution, if we talk in terms of the body politic, you can extrapolate on your own, and I have someone to help me do that right now. Michael Badnarik from ConstitutionPreservation.org. His book, of course, sensational, still as it was the day it came out. Good to Be King, a foundation of our constitutional freedoms. And you can link through RobertScadbell.com. Michael, always glad to have you on board.
Hi, I always love to be here with you, Robert. You are so energetic, and you are doing so much for your listeners, helping them with their health and their political health as well.
Yeah, and you know, it's important for me to tie all of this together because one of the easiest ways we've heard in history is to divide and conquer, right? So if you can divide your own body up into different segments and reduce it to be, you can be a liver, you can be a pancreas, you can be a toe, you can be a lung or a nose hair, suddenly you don't have a whole perspective on your whole body, and you can be manipulated and drugged to death. And similar, but the body politic has ripped us apart in the same way.
Absolutely. And we are helping to rip ourselves apart.
Yes.
You know, Democrats, Republicans, straight versus gay, men versus women. I mean, they create this artificial, you know, diversity. And, we operate as a democracy. The majority wins and the minority loses. And so everybody wants to be on the winning team so we can take the rights and property away from the other group. Well, if we realize that this is a republic and private property and individual rights are, you know, exempt from a vote, then we will start to experience the freedoms that the Founding Fathers wanted us to have.
Yeah, like who voted in Taxpayer Slavery Day? We mentioned the whole Federal Reserve Act and all the things that related. 16th Amendment issues are fascinating. Many arguments to say that it didn't change anything, really, in the Constitution. It kind of duped everybody to believing something that wasn't real. And there are legitimate and lawful forms of taxation under our Constitution that don't require enslaving the populace.
That's correct. Now, the Constitution talks about a lot of different things. It's very short. The Founding Fathers were succinct. There is only one topic that the Constitution mentions twice, and that is direct taxes. Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3 says that representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states. Now, apportioned means based on the population, and it's apportioned to the state government. It doesn't give the federal government any authority to send you a 1040 form to your personal home. Now, California's got 10% of the population. They get 10% of the representation in Congress. They also get 10% of whatever the direct taxes would be. If Congress passes a tax of $1 million, Washington, D.C. should send a bill of $100,000 or 10% of $1 million to Sacramento, and Sacramento can figure out how to pay the bill. But it's important for people to understand a direct tax is one imposed upon an individual person as distinct from a tax imposed on a transaction. A transaction tax would be an indirect tax. And it says indirect taxes are imposed only if and when a taxable transaction occurs, and people have the freedom to engage in or refrain from such transactions, whereas a direct tax is imposed upon the person, typically in an unconditional manner. So an example would be the gasoline tax. You don't want to buy, you know, pay the gasoline tax, you just don't buy the gasoline, you know, which may or may not be suitable for your lifestyle, but a direct tax, you just basically can't avoid it. And direct taxes are apportioned to the states, not to the people. So, interesting stuff.
Fascinating and important distinction to make, although we know since senators are now popularly elected rather than selected by the legislatures of the state, that the states don't truly have any representation anymore. So, indeed, they did an end around or over and shot directly to the people who have now been duped into becoming slaves for an empire rather than the limiting factors of the governors, if you will, on the growth of government.
Absolutely. If I were to open up the hood of my car and go, gosh, this looks really messy. There are all these wires and cables in there, just look like they're scattered around. And I yank all those wires out from underneath the hood. You know, my car's not going to start. So I call the mechanic and I say, hey, I'm having a car problem. And the mechanic comes and lifts up the hood and goes, well, wait a minute. What happened to all the spark plug wires? Oh, I took those out because I didn't know what they were for and they just looked like they were messing things up. Well, if you don't know how it works, you know, you shouldn't be messing with it. The Constitution establishes checks and balances. The state legislature used to pick the senators. The senators would go to Washington explicitly to prevent the federal government from getting too big and overriding state power. And in 1913, we the people yanked out the spark plug wires. We removed the checks and balances. And now the Constitution doesn't work, and we're not sure why.
Yeah, it's a great mystery. Of course, when you study it the way you have and wrote about it and also speak and lecture on it to the extent you do, people suddenly kind of clue into that obviousness or what should have been obvious about what went wrong. And the fact is when people argue for instance, the income tax, and they say, well, how will the federal government fund itself? It's like as if everything crumbles without it. Well, how did it exist prior? And also, you know, the whole idea, well, to say, well, how are you supposed to pay for the roads? It's like, well, you mentioned it already, Michael. The gasoline tax and indirect tax is designed to, let's say, have that aspect of infrastructure and more covered.
The Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776. The income tax came into existence in 1913. So for over 100 years, there was no IRS, there was no income tax, and the United States government had more money than it knew what to do with. The reason is that Congress did very little. They only did what was listed in Article 1, Section 8, and we had kind of a flat tax on imports. Foreign companies in foreign countries that wanted to do business in the United States would pay an excise tax for the privilege of bringing their goods to market. And we didn't bring in a lot of money, but then there wasn't a lot of federal government to pay for. We were allowing other countries to pay for the functioning of our government. Well, if a lawyer asks me, Michael, do you still beat your wife? Well, I can say, yes, I do still beat her, or no, I don't beat her anymore. But the implication, the question implies that I was beating her at one point in time. Well, it's a nonsense question because I've never been married.
Well, stand by, Michael. We got to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got lots more to discuss on this Taxpayer Slavery Day. Is it possible to free your slaves? Can you free yourself? Do you want to be free? We're going to find out here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More with Michael Badnar. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to be part of the show today, there's a phone number, 800-259-5.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yeah, doing it with a dear friend, Michael Bednarik, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He's always on for special occasions and Taxpayer Slavery Day. Hey, what a day! Do we celebrate? No, we celebrate liberty. We celebrate freedom. Those of you who oppose slavery should be opposed to the income tax. That's why it's clear that the majority of Republicans and Democrats are actually for slavery, with the exception of a few like, you know, Ron Paul, per se. And we've talked about some candidates, liberty candidates running, independent Tisha Cassidy in Colorado as well. And by the way, Taxpayer Freedom, In It to Win It Money Bomb today. I've got it linked up at robertscatbell.com. I will be throwing a few, I don't know if they call them shekels or ferns or whatever. We're going to throw a little bit that way. Every little bit helps. And like you said, the cause of liberty is something that doesn't end with an election. It's just something that's ongoing. Michael Bednarik knows that all well. And Michael, you said you're not married. What was the analogy? Where were you going with that not married thing and beating your wife thing that you don't have?
But the thing that people argue, if we get rid of the IRS, how are we going to pay, how are we going to fund the government? And the assumption is that we have to find that money. The reality is that if I don't have a wife, I could never have beaten her. the assumption is wrong. And the assumption is also wrong that we have all of those taxes that we have to collect, because most of what our government does is unconstitutional. If we eliminate all of the unconstitutional agencies of the federal government, then we won't have to collect millions and billions of dollars in taxes, because, you know, the government, the federal government will be small, distinct, and well-defined, as James Madison said.
Exactly. And here is what Sebelius says related to one of those unconstitutional things that the government started back in the 60s in terms of Medicare and Medicaid. And she's saying that we're like rolling it back on basically on some kind of racist grounds, that before there was Medicaid and Medicare, everybody was racist. So suddenly it's, I mean, there are just some bizarre claims here. And I'm not here to defend establishment Republicans. They're as bad because they don't acknowledge and much less recognize the unconstitutionality about 90% of what the federal government does. But again, civil rights versus rights. I mean, I don't think people understand if there's a distinction.
Well, civil rights are something that the government gives you, which makes them privileges. So it's really a misnomer. The same thing is true of states' rights. I would be on that group with states' rights, but technically state governments only have privileges. What we're arguing when we claim states' rights is that state privileges outrank federal privileges. All you got to do is read the 10th Amendment to understand that.
Well, yeah, very, very well said. In fact, I was up at the Philadelphia Nullify Now conference a few weeks back, and sensational, the message of the 10th Amendment and how it could, if activated, do a lot to circumvent some of the disasters that have been occurring and are occurring. And you mentioned it very well. I think when we use the word rights improperly, we kind of we become a little bit guilty of the whole thing about like the IRS tax code, which defines red as blue and pink as yellow. You don't even know. You just assume these words. And so it's about state privileges, right, under the Constitution. The people, only the people, the organic, we the people, if we will, that which is created by a creator that is far higher than government, have rights. Everything else is granted privileges.
And if we are not clear with the semantics, the wording, then the people are going to trip us up and we are going to agree to things that are clearly not true.
Yeah, and that is funny and not funny at the same time, because in law, the words are everything. In the legal profession, if you want to call it that, the words are everything. Definitions. If you assume a definition, you do that at your own peril, much less the way we abandon our own Constitution or the federal one. We've done it at our own or to our own peril.
And that's one of the things that I teach in my class. I'm very, very careful about the wording. And at first, people think I'm being overly finicky. But once they see how it twists the ideas around, they're eager to keep the proper definitions.
Right. Well, where freedom is slavery, that's not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's the federal government. In many cases, the states and even local governments or condominium boards, freedom becomes slavery. That's how they alter the definitions and make you believe things that aren't real, aren't true. They become real by your artificial belief system. That's the power you have. And the power you have here is to heal. We're going to heal the body politic some more with Michael Badnarik after this.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
You want civil rights? You're getting civil privileges, including the privilege to drug yourself and your child with FDA-approved hallucinogens. I'm not kidding. One of the stories up at the blog notes at robertscottbell.com today is about Tamiflu, which I call Scammy Flu, which is, by the way, approved by the federal government to give your kids such hallucinogenic interactions that they might, well, you read the story. You'll see the things we've been talking about for years here. Right now, we continue on a taxpayer slavery day to, let's say, wake up all those who are ready to be awake and, you know, just plant the seeds of liberty. Oh, my goodness, liberty. We can't talk about liberty, Michael Badnarik.
Well, I can because I'm stubborn and I don't necessarily follow what the government tells me that I can and cannot do. When I was running for president, there were free speech zones. As far as I'm concerned, anywhere I happen to be standing is a free speech zone.
Well, indeed, and that's what we, you know, we push free speech for all it's worth here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In addition to our weekly show on GCN, Monday through Friday, in addition, we do it through talk, well, what do we call it, the Natural News Talk Radio Network and naturalnewsradio.com, and you can see that link also at robertscottbell.com. In fact, there's so many things that we push the envelope of free speech, it's like people are, you know, they wake up and they go, what the heck is this? I mean, it's a breath of fresh air, so to speak, as people tell me. It's like, wait a second, why aren't we hearing this everywhere? And, of course, everybody seemingly not ready to accept liberty and the responsibility associated with it. How do you balance the two, or is there a way to do it without one?
No, the difficulty is that every right has a responsibility. I mean, you have a right to have children, but you've got a responsibility to shelter them and feed them and teach them what they need to know to be functional adults. They have a right to life, but if you don't put food in your mouth every so often, then you're going to starve to death. So every right has a responsibility, and unfortunately, we as a population have become lazy. We don't want the responsibilities. We want the government to do it for us. So the government doesn't take our rights as often as we give away our responsibilities.
Right, of course, and they're all more than happy to dole a little bit back out to you to make you believe like you're getting a benefit. Sometimes you accept the benefit, though, you forget all the things, the strings that are tied to it. Now, I started today talking about the Secret Service scandal in Cartagena, Colombia, before, let's see, President Obama goes there. It turns out they were all having hooker-type parties, and somebody stiffed a hooker, and I don't mean that in a sexual way. I mean, he didn't pay. And this is the Secret Service. What the heck do we have a Secret Service for? I mean, are they really saving us money this way?
You know, that story is just so funny. I mean, at first, I kind of don't believe it, but these people are so arrogant. They think they can do anything. And, I mean, yeah, it's hard to talk about that story without saying that the Secret Service is screwing the prostitutes. more ways than one.
But they're saving us money, right, by not paying. Now, what is the role, literally, really, if we will, not the illusion, the one that when they were starting, when there was first starting to be a Secret Service, wasn't it like related to counterfeiting and protecting the president, or am I wrong on that history?
No, that's absolutely true. And we can go to the Constitution. Congress has the responsibility to coin money, and they also have a responsibility to punish counterfeiting. They're supposed to punish it, not make it a legal thing by creating the Federal Reserve. So when I say that most of what the government does is unconstitutional, this is not hyperbole. I'm not making stuff up to dramatize things. I'm being literal. Most of what the government does is unconstitutional, and I find that unconscionable and totally unacceptable.
So if we talk about punishing counterfeiters, it seems like the federal government has become, let's say, the enabler of counterfeiting.
Absolutely. And we need to start, you know, indicting people and put them in jail for treason.
So the idea of protecting, let's say, the currency, if we call it that, of course, they didn't talk about it in terms of currency. I thought they talked about coining money and regulating the value thereof. But yet now with the Federal Reserve note that is completely detached from anything related to the coins that were described in the Coinage Act of 1792, which, by the way, I couldn't find any record of them, let's say, altering or abolishing or let's say, rescinding that Coinage Act.
Well, again, they only do it because we, the people, don't stop them from doing it. I mean, if somebody is, you know, in the living room stealing your stereo and you don't know it, well, you're not likely to jump up and, you know, protect your property. And if we don't know what the government is supposed to do, you know, because we never bothered to read the Constitution, then we don't know what is or is not constitutional. And sadly, we will continue to allow the government to do all sorts of things.
Well, we'll see. Are we ready to stand back up for liberty, defend that liberty, that birthright in, let's say, not only healing and healing freedom, but the freedom to move about the American cabin without obstruction as long as you violated nobody else's rights? We're going to wrap it up first hour with Michael Badnarik. Also, we've got to talk about preventing cancer through gut ecology next hour with Chris Barr. Stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have not gotten a copy of Good to Be King, A Foundation for Your Constitutional Freedoms, Michael Bednarik's available there through constitutionpreservation.org. If you don't want to type it all in, just go to robertscottbell.com. Today's show notes, click the link. It'll take you right to the book. And if you feel like you need to download the second chapter on rights versus privileges for free, by all means do that. But I will say this. If you do so, please email it to everybody on your list, because that is the critical chapter of all of them. Sensational information ever since it was published is just as valid today. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Things that don't expire, don't go bad, don't require preservatives, flavorings, colorings, artificial additives. I mean, this stuff is so good. And you know who's so good? Michael Bednarik. And I appreciate you so much being on board today with me on this Taxpayer Slavery Day for all those that still have not awoken to the reality.
Well, I love being here with you. You are so influential. You are helping move us in the direction of liberty, and for that, I thank you. And I'm so lucky to have you as a personal friend.
Well, it's mutual here, that's for sure. Now, the idea of one more thing, going back to history and how it is contextually from the 1800s to the 19th, the 21st century, the idea of liberty, it still exists, it's still alive. We can see it growing with those that are recognizing what Ron Paul has been saying for a long time as well. But this idea of a direct tax is still not largely understood by most 20th, 21st century type Americans.
Well, as I started out, the one idea in the Constitution twice is this direct tax. And Article 1, Section 9 gives a list of prohibitions, things the government cannot do. And it says no capitation or other direct tax shall be laid unless in proportion to the census or enumeration herein before directed to be taken. So they can't do this tax the way they're doing it. Now, if you go to Wikipedia, the source of all knowledge on the Internet, the definition of direct tax, it says the unconditional, inexorable aspect of a direct tax was a paramount concern of the people of the 18th century who were seeking to escape tyrannical forms of government and to safeguard individual liberty. So you and I are not the first ones that had this idea of individual liberty. We are simply picking up the torch the founding fathers left us.
Amazing that. But also recognizing, and as you know, my message has been about waking up the patriots to the need to care for their own constitution. Now, you have the nine lives of a cat, seemingly, because you've been on death's door. Has it been a couple of years now? How long ago now that you were literally, you said, I'm not ready to go. You can't have me. You came back to fight for liberty even some more.
Yeah, that was back in the end of 2009. I was technically dead for about 10 minutes. And the joke is that St. Peter wanted to collect my guns at the pearly gates, and I told him no. So we've still got work to do, and I am glad to be here. I'm not going to be happy until we restore the constitutional republic that the founding fathers outlined for us in the Constitution.
But as you know, too, the physical body is such that, you know, you went to the edge literally of life and death physically and found, wow, you know, maybe I need to do some things a little bit differently. And I've been encouraging you and so many others to say, hey, if you're here to really establish or reestablish liberty, we've also got to acknowledge that the role of federal intrusion into our physiological health and lives and that of our children, et cetera, is something just as big a violation as anything else we've seen of the federal government.
Well, you and I have kind of made an agreement. You want me to get back and do some swimming So I've been swimming every morning, and I've been encouraging you to get out to the gun range. And so we've been keeping each other in check, looking out for each other. And I think that's a wonderful relationship as we've got it set up.
Well, and that is really great that you bring that up, because not everybody is excellent at everything. I mean, my goodness, we're here. We all have talents, gifts, and passions and such. And if we're not here, let's say, if there is such a thing as a patriot community, helping one another to shore up certain areas of weaknesses, then, of course, we can be picked apart. And I think that's an amazing thing, the living example of friendship, of camaraderie, based on what? Based on living examples. And you are certainly a living example in so many ways, yet there are certain areas where you go, oh, my gosh, I may just shore this up. Maybe I'll call Robert, and, you know, I'll go and shore up something. I'll call Michael. And I think we need more of that.
And it works out so well. And, you know, your listeners really would do well to take your advice, to get off of the pharmaceutical drugs, to start reading the Constitution, and to help us, you know, reestablish freedom and liberty.
Yeah, exactly. That's why last week we did a whole show on adaptogenic herbs to support us in addition to superfoods. I had a dear friend, and he was great, Stephen from Shentrition. And, wow, what an amazing thing we did with Stephen Rogers. And, that, by the way, I want to just give that number out for everybody that if you missed last week, go back and re-listen. But 866-497-7436, 866-497-7436. I mean, there are superfoods, and there are superfoods that contain the adaptogenic herbs to help us adapt to, if we will, all the stresses that we have in life. And that's where I'm urging those of you who are standing up for liberty to take care of your own personal constitution. And I've got those links up as well at the blog at robertscatbell.com, as well as increasing your selenium levels, your GTF chromium levels. We'll talk more about that. Also, your gastrointestinal integrity. We talk about microflora, the bacteria that keep us alive and thriving that can prevent cancer and other diseases. And, of course, you can call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com to get all your whole food nutrition that we talk about here at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, of which even Michael has taken advantage of to get plugged in and restore integrity to his constitution.
I've been, I need to get some more chromium. I realized that I had run out now that I'm here in Dallas, and probably do that right after the program.
Beautiful. And Jonathan will be happy to help you out as well. And everybody out there that wants to stand up for freedom realizes there's a point where you either shirk from your responsibility and run and hide, or you stand up and say, I declare my independence. I live this way because it is my birthright, and there is no permission that I am giving you to take from me that which I was born with, that which I would die with. And that is that essence of liberty, and also the freedom to choose, as Michael Bednarik is helping us all to do, to get back to liberty. Michael, always a blast to have you on board.
Thanks so much, my friend.
All right, well, we're going to rock and roll the health world more, even if that's possible, next hour with Christopher Barr. We'll be talking about preventing cancer, diabetes. We're going to talk Antoine Béchamp, the law of the terrain, and so much more. Why? Why do we do this, Robert? It's because on this show, and I remind you everywhere else too, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.